practices are extremely dangerous and destructive.
About 2 dozen demonstrators gathered outside the Bureau of Land Management office at the gateway to offer their own People's Environmental Impact Statement on tar sands. They object to a decision by the federal government to make more than 130,000 acres available for tar sands development in Utah. Right now, the only active tar sands project in Utah is the proposed U.S. oil sands mine at PR Springs in the Book Cliffs. That's actually on state land, and Henya Balalia of Peaceful Uprising isn't persuaded by their plan to use an organic solvent instead of water to extract the hydrocarbons.
A lot of what they'll be unleashing with these operations are toxins. Even the fact that they will be breaking down and breaking up particles means that any kind of toxin that's on their site will be solvable and will be a lot easier to move downstream.
Cody Stewart, the energy advisor to Governor Gary Herbert, said what's contemplated in eastern Utah would not cause the same kind of environmental damage that's occurred where tar sands are mined in Canada.
You know, I've been out to this area. I've seen the area and also heard a good description of what they want to do and how they plan to do it. And I think it's a very balanced and responsible approach and one that can be done in an environmentally sensitive way.
That didn't keep the demonstrators from indulging in a little street theater with a square-headed black blob calling itself the Tar Sands Monster. The actor inside said tar sands want to be left in the ground. Dan Bomas, KUER News.